consumer price index showing that prices jumped 6.2% from a year ago in the month of October. It was the fastest 12-month pace since 1990, and it is also the fifth straight month of inflation above 5%. Let's talk about it now with the chief economist of PNC Financial Services Group, Gus Fauché. Gus, good to have you here. I guess everybody knows they're dealing with these high prices. They feel sort of helpless. Is there any indication that prices have peaked?
Not that prices have peaked, but I do think that inflation is likely peaking. So we've seen big increases in a lot of goods where demand has come back strongly, production hasn't come back as strongly, gasoline, cars, that type of thing. But I think what we're going to see is smaller price increases going forward. So I think although inflation is high and we will continue to see inflation in the months ahead, it is going to slow and it will be noticeably slower in 2022 than it is right now.
So then I guess the next question is, what does the Federal Reserve do with this information? We know they look at CPI as one of their pieces of key metrics, especially those core prices of food and energy. Do you think that this report is enough to move up the Fed's timeline when it comes to raising interest rates to combat rising inflation?
I don't think so. I mean, the Fed has said that they want to see full employment in the economy before they start to raise rates. And we're still a long way from there. We're still down by 4 million jobs from before the pandemic. At the same time, the Fed, particularly Chair Powell, have emphasized that a lot of the price pressures that we're seeing are transitory, temporary. They're due to the reopening of the economy, these supply chain disruptions. The Fed wants to see if these supply chain disruptions are going to fade in the months ahead. That will help slow inflation. And that will take some of the pressure off of the Fed. I think that they have room to hold off for a few months, see what's going on, see if energy prices start to come down, see if car production picks up and that brings car prices down, and then make a decision about more underlying inflation trends rather than what's going on over the past 3 or 4 months because of the reopening with the pandemic.
And, you know, we know that a lot of Americans are flush with cash right now just because of all the pandemic-induced lockdowns. People weren't living the way they normally do. They weren't spending as much money and traveling. But still, do you think these higher prices are going to cause consumers to start to watch what they're spending and perhaps pull back a little bit? Because we know that that could trip up the economic recovery.
No, absolutely. And I mean, that's one of the roles of higher prices in an economy is that they deter demand, that consumers say, well, I'm not going to go out to eat as much because that costs me more. Perhaps I'm going to switch from steak to hamburger because the price of steak has gone up. And that will help bring down prices over the longer run. But we have seen prices increase more rapidly than wages. So real incomes are falling behind. That being said, households still have huge piles of savings that they built up with the pandemic, with the stimulus payments, with extra unemployment insurance benefits. So I don't think consumers are stretched right now. And I think, again, inflation will slow over the next year or so, and that will help alleviate some of these concerns that consumers are too stretched.
Do you think we need to worry about stagflation, which is, right, higher inflation, high unemployment, and a pullback in economic growth?
I don't think that that's likely. I think if we start to see demand falter, if we see weak growth, then that will bring down prices. I still think that there is a lot of pent-up demand in the economy. I still think that as the pandemic fades, as consumers feel better, they'll want to go out and travel. They'll want to go and go to concerts, sporting events, that kind of thing. So I do think that we will see continued strong consumer spending growth going forward. That accounts for about 2/3 of the economy. So I think at this point, the risk of stagflation is pretty low.
Do you think, though, that because we have the holiday rush right now and there's going to be, increased demand at a lot of our ports, that things are going to get worse before they get better, possibly in Q1 of next year?
We're already in early November. Most of the goods that are meant for holiday shopping have already been shipped. And so it's unclear to me whether those backups are really going to weigh that much on holiday spending. I think a lot of those goods are already here, hopefully, in the United States. But it certainly is the case that for many retailers, the holiday shopping season is very important. That could be a drag on them. But again, households do have a lot of money saved up. And so I would expect that if they can't find the particular goods that they're looking for, that they'll consider something else, whether it's services, whether it's some other type of good. I still think that this is going to be a very good holiday season for retailers. Just maybe the mix of products isn't what we're going to be expecting perhaps 6 months ago.
And what about that core inflation of gas and food prices? I mean, gas prices shot up 50% last month from the same time a year ago. Food prices are the highest they've been in decades. Do you think that we're going to start seeing relief there sooner rather than later? And what will it be caused by?
Absolutely. And what we'll see is that as gas prices increase, we'll see people driving less. We'll see businesses try to economize, and we'll see oil producers increasing output. That is, you know, historically, we've seen that. We have periods where gas prices increase dramatically, production increases. We have some weaker demand because of the higher prices, and we see gasoline prices fall. The food prices, I mean, you know, a little bit trickier there, but I do think that those higher prices are going to deter some buyers, and that will help bring those prices down. I think supply chains are getting themselves worked out. It's a lengthy process. It's not going to end this month or next month, but I would expect by the second quarter of 2022, we'll have a lot of those distribution issues worked out, and that will help bring down food prices as well. So certainly something to watch. But don't forget that, you know, gasoline spending in consumer is a share of consumers' budgets has been falling over time. So it doesn't represent the same threat to the economic outlook, to the consumer outlook, that it did 20, 30 years ago.